Judges are going along and issuing bond in those cases, but in very high amounts, hoping to keep suspected killers from getting out before trial, like $100 million for the Arapahoe County dentist accused of killing his wife. DA Heidi McCollum, whose district includes Summit and Clear Creek counties, says the rest of the state may not need to worry, though. In her communities, bail's been offered to suspected murderers only three times since 2014, and not sky high, but in the $500,000 to $1 million range.
There have been three cases that I am aware of in my district where the judges have granted monetary bonds for first-degree murder cases. None of those defendants posted those bonds, and they did remain in custody.
But despite those alleged killers not getting out, McCollum says she still believes bonds should not have been allowed to them, and victims' families say they agree with her. They're said to be a bit of worry that some defense lawyers might try to challenge the super high bonds, but that hasn't happened yet. I'm Jim Williams.